Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
Oh, and trust me, it is a manic Monday. It's the Monica J. Show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. So glad you're with me today. And it's a Monday, but it's not just any Monday. It's Martin Luther King Day, MLK Day for short. A lot of people have the day off. A lot of people don't have the day off. But the thing to remember is whether you have it off or not, is what this country is going through on this holiday. Where we have come from when King announced his dream, when he gave that beautiful speech, that we would be judged by the content of our character and not the color of our skin. And to expand on that, not the color of our skin, not our gender, not our sexual preferences, and nobody puts that into the public more in a better example than Hollywood. The uproar that's going on, that there's only men as best director. And that just smacks of the left's mission. I think that's the best word. Mission. Trophies for everybody. We have to make sure that there are this many women on boards. We have to make sure, because you know it's going to be the next one, you have to make sure that there are this many gay people on boards. You have to make sure that there is a transgender person on a board. You have to make sure that, you know, when we talk about equality, that's one thing. But when you talk about just making sure that there's something out there for everybody, that's, I guess that's not even the right way to put it. Just whether people are qualified or not, just make sure that they're represented. This is not a racist country. Think about yourself. Think about how you feel. And then know, well, that's pretty much the majority of what America is now. We want the best position. We want the best award to go to the people that are the best. I mean, you know that there's an issue when Stephen King, one of the biggest liberals out there, gets involved. I mean, this is a big issue. We saw it decades ago when, you know, that whole affirmative action came about. And if you disagree with me, if you agree with me, 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I want to hear from you on this. Because it's important that we get the truth out. That one's ability, one's excellence, does not come from your race. It does not come from your sexual orientation. It does not come from your gender. It comes from your character. It comes from your drive, what you want to do with life. You know, that's so funny. Honey, there's a commercial running right now with, is it that Geico? I can't remember. They always come up with things that make you think. Do you want a doctor that's just okay? Because maybe he had to be, you know, allowed into the hospital or allowed into the profession because it was that quota. Hate that word, quota. Don't you want to believe and don't you want to have the person that you're dealing with be the best? Because they earned that distinction. They went to school. They studied. They earned it. When we did the whole trophies for everybody because we didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, guess what? That's not reality. There are hurt feelings. And now you've created the generation of millennials that snowflakes, that can't function because they're not used to having their feelings hurt from a very young age. That's not the way life works. You get knocked down, you get back up again. You scrape your knee, you cry it off, and then you move on. That's what people aren't doing. They're not moving on and trying to better themselves. And that weakens us in every form out there. It weakens us as a country. It weakens us in humanity. It weakens us as a people. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Eric this morning, talking about affirmative action. Hi, Eric. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I just wanted to say, I remember when, like in 1993, I think it was, 5,000 applicants were shot down from putting in their applications for the Los Angeles Fire Department because of their skin color. They were all white. 5,000 applicants turned down, wow. Highly qualified, went to fire academies, had experience, had good entry level qualifications, and they were all shot down. And that decision was rethought, and that's when affirmative action started to unravel, as I recall. You know, over in Southern California, and again, what happens in California, in those kinds of circles, law enforcement in fire protection usually sets the trends for the rest of the United States. So I thought that was kind of interesting because I was kind of looking at law enforcement back in the day. I applied, got a pretty good position here in Nevada for quite a while. But now it's all about political assassinations and just everything else, you know, not to change the subject. Yeah. It's just ridiculous the way things are. You know, people can just bash it and say something.
It's in every single industry out there. You know, and is that who you really want? You know, even in safety, you know, do you want somebody watching the safety of our nuclear sites out there because they had to put someone in that was a woman, or they had to put someone in that was gay, or they had to put someone in. You know, it should go to the best person. So, Eric, thank you so much for your call and just affirming the fact that that is going on, that has been going on. And we keep slipping. We go back just a little bit more and a little bit more. When Martin Luther King can come forward and say, judge people for their character, not the color of their skin. That goes both ways. He was looking at humanity. He was looking at the world. Because there are plenty of white people. There are plenty of Asian people, Hispanic people, that are shot down for promotions, that are shot down because they're just not the right fit. They're not the right color. They're not the right gender. And that's wrong in every sense of the word. It's wrong. We got to get back to hurting people's feelings. Sorry. Suck it up. Be tough. Fall down, pick yourself up, pick up a book. If you weren't qualified for something, I mean, I get it. I understand why HR was changed, because people were being discriminated against. But now we've gone so far the other way that even more people are being discriminated against. People who should rightly have a position, a job, an award, are being discriminated against because, well, they just don't fit the narrative of the liberal left. This is not what Martin Luther King wanted. He wanted us all to be judged by the character, by our character, by what we believe and strive for, not the color of your skin. So think about that on this holiday. And if HR comes to you and says, well, you know, you don't have enough women, you don't have enough, then you might want to rethink your business or the person who's representing you on Capitol Hill or in the state. Because it's not you and me who are coming up with these bogus regulations, these bogus rules. It is the people we elect to represent us. And so far, they're not representing us very well. Hey, speaking of representation, big game yesterday. So for our 49er fans out there and our Packer fans, the game's over. The big game is coming. So log on to today's poll question on our website at 991fmtalk.com. And, let's play a little game of opinion. Are you happy with the Super Bowl matchup? Yes or no? Are you going to get excited? We might have to expand that question or, will you even watch the Super Bowl this year? I know some presidential candidates are spending their money, like Bloomberg, to have their commercials in it. Just another thing to politicize now. It's sports. Last week's question, last Friday's question, knowing what you know, will you get a flu shot? 40% said no, they don't work. 20% said never have, never will. 20% said yes, I get one every year. So log on, 991fmtalk.com. While you're there, check out a podcast if you'd like. Steve Huff is a good one. And hopefully, with the things going on in Virginia right now, Governor Northam, so up in arms, literally, no pun intended, that now he just wants to create this thing that no firearms at the Capitol. Talk about reaction. We have to stop legislating on instant reaction. Imagine that. Thinking things out and doing what is good for the betterment of everyone, not just a select few. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we will be back with more subjects. I'm going to tell you where I'm at today, and, we've just got lots of things to talk about, as usual. I know it's a holiday. I know it's a Monday, but you know what? For a lot of people, it's still just the beginning of the work week. So thank you for joining the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada, and hopefully things concerning everybody. I don't necessarily want to talk about things that just concern Republicans or that just concern people of Reno or Washoe County. I want to talk about things that concern all of us. And affirmative action, that affects all of us. John, thank you so much for the email this morning referencing MLK Day. It's a pity that after 52 years, no one in this country has lived up to his expectations. That is pretty sad. I agree with you on that, John. If anything, we have gone backwards. We opened up the floodgates to apathy, to laziness, unqualified. And that's really sad. I was watching a story the other day that a listener had sent me about the education system in the Midwest, in these little towns that kids can't even get the education that they need and that they deserve because they haven't been part of all this petty BS that us adults are all engaged in. They couldn't even get a qualified math teacher. So they went to the Philippines. And I will get right back to that because I have a quick break-in. And that is a very special guest who is joining us live from Virginia. It is Steve Huff once again, co-founder and president of Accuracy X. Steve Huff, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
Hi, Monica. It's a pleasure to be with you. Everything in Virginia is pretty awesome today. We had no other way to describe it, an overwhelming response to people coming to Richmond, to the Capitol today. I broke out a little bit early so I could come and chat with you guys in Nevada. And a peaceful, absolutely civil, lawful demonstration of normal, ordinary citizens in the Commonwealth of Virginia coming to the state capitol, telling their elected officials that they simply are not going to stand by as they continue to systematically try to dismantle our Second Amendment rights.
Now, today was the major march that was put together by the NRA. Am I correct?
Actually, no. NRA was the last week. This was done by the Virginia Citizens Defense League, and it was the one that was known about the longest. The other events that happened before this were done as, you know, kind of short-term affairs, but this was the one that everybody knew about the longest. And this is on Lobby Day in Virginia. We have a day that all the constituents are able to come to the Capitol, and it's a day set aside for basically talking to your legislators and your senators, etc. And it was we don't have any official numbers, but I know that there are still people that were trying to get to the downtown area because it was so packed that they simply couldn't get everybody in. It was wall to wall, you know, people in every direction for street after street. And I'd heard some people say up to 100,000. I have no idea if that's accurate, but I will tell you it's one of the largest crowds I've ever seen in one place.
That is amazing. This is also the march, though, that you heard law enforcement was going to have to be on their toes because Antifa was spreading it around that we needed people to show up and come be a part of this and create chaos.
That is correct. And I didn't see one protester that was protesting against the Second Amendment or gun ownership. All I saw was lawful, civil, concerned citizens. And it was a sea of people. I encourage all the people in Nevada to go and do social media searches because there was phones everywhere and everybody was, you know, filming, you know, everybody, you know, doing the national anthem or chanting USA. And it was really inspiring. And I'm really proud to be from Virginia today. There's a lot of people that came out and they answered the call. And this is what we needed because we need a public showing of normal, ordinary citizens who simply are saying enough is enough. You're going down the wrong path. We need to hit the brakes and we need to find other solutions for these things that we're trying to solve as far as community safety in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
And all you're seeing is reaction from Governor Northam, because now he wants to restrict firearm access at the Capitol building, because, I don't know, what was he afraid? Was he scared? What happened there?
Well, I mean, in my life, I've never seen fences put up around the People's Capitol in Richmond, and they were put up for this event. And that's not a great look. That's not great optics, I would think, if you're a politician trying to say that you're, you know, trying to do the will of the people. 96% of the counties in the Commonwealth of Virginia are openly protesting and in rebellion of these policies and this agenda that's being forced upon them. 96% of the counties. Just let that sink in for a minute. And that doesn't count the townships and the cities on top of that. There is an overwhelming majority of people throughout the majority of the state. And, you know, this is being influenced by out-of-state money, out-of-state interests, and it's also being driven by a few counties that, you know, influence the election. But those two or three counties or four counties simply do not represent what the majority of Virginians care deeply about. And today it proved that, and it showed that to the world.
Well, Steve, I think I'm going to take that a step further, and I think this is showing the entire country what Americans are willing to do, that silent majority that is willing to come out and protect our rights as Americans. So thank you. You are leading the charge, not only for Virginia, not only for the Second Amendment, but for all of our rights, for everybody in the country to see what these politicians are actually doing now. So Steve Huff, be safe. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say yes, and I want to thank you again for letting me speak to your audience in Nevada, and I would just like to send a message to everyone there. We all know that this is the beginning of something if they can get away with it. We're fighting as hard as we can in Virginia, the people in Nevada and states across the country. We need to start standing up and not be quiet about this. We need to take a firm but peaceful and polite stance that the Second Amendment is there for a reason, and we are going to protect it.
That's just what Martin Luther King did. A firm but peaceful stance. Steve Huff, thank you so much for representing all of those who appreciate the Second Amendment and all of our rights. Steve Huff from Accuracy X in Virginia, taking part in the protest to protect our Second Amendment rights. Nevada, you better be paying attention, because if you're on that road, let me tell you, Americans aren't going to stand for it. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. We'll be back after this Fox News update, which hopefully they'll have a highlight on what's going on in the real America here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. It's live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada here on the Monica Jay Show. It's your show. I've kind of directed it to MLK Day and things that are going on, but anything that you want to talk about today, you know it's always fair game. So I just got a quick email from a listener. What Mr. Huff is reporting has to happen here next January, and that is Lobby Day. If you just joined us, Mr. Huff is Steve Huff, who is, well, a concerned citizen who's taking part in the lobbying rally at the state capitol for the state of Virginia right now because of Second Amendment rights being violated, not only for the state of Virginia, but for the United States, for our Second Amendment. And they're fighting back. I can't wait to see the statistical numbers of how many people showed up, because he says it's packed and he's guessing 100,000. I wouldn't put that past it, because when people's rights are being violated, when people's rights are being stomped on with no regard for what American citizens actually want, not outside forces, not outside countries, not outside money, what American citizens actually want, we come together. We take that day off. We take the kids out of school. We do what is necessary. Also, another great email, as we were speaking of affirmative action and this being Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Martin Luther King Day, MLK Day, however you want to say it. John wrote earlier that in the 52 years since his assassination, we have not lived up to his dream. People put things out there under terms like affirmative action, equal rights. You know, they're just names that the legislature decides to get involved, whether it be city, county, state, federal, and they put things over on the American people in the guise that they're actually doing something. Job security? I hope not. Because I hope you start waking up and paying attention to this, even down to the smallest morsel here in Northern Nevada, because it all starts local. Well, if we can get away with it here, let's take it national. If we can get enough counties, if we can get enough states, look at the whole Electoral College thing. If we can get enough people signing on that have control of their legislators, then we'll take it nationwide. This is just, I'm just going to read the email verbatim because this is awesome. Referencing one of my all-time favorite movies. It should have gotten a lot more Oscars than it did. Was affirmative action applied to Katherine Jackson and the other subjects of Hidden Figures in our space program? If you haven't seen that movie, then you really are missing out. Would the U.S. have landed a man on the moon if affirmative action were the rule? It happened that Katherine Jackson and that crew of American women had the capabilities that NASA needed, and they smashed the color barrier at NASA. Carl Brashear smashed the color barrier in the U.S. Navy. All the color barriers are gone because others, such as named, affirmative action was never needed in the United States. If anything, affirmative action has only weakened this country. I agree with Vance wholeheartedly. It was never needed. People look beyond color. People look beyond your position. If you come from a poor family, but you do the work, you know, we'll just use mathematics, you know the mathematics. You know how to get from point A to point Z, not B to Z. You know how to take it all the way. It doesn't matter if you are from Harvard. It doesn't matter if you are from Stanford. It doesn't matter if you are from an Ivy League college or university. What matters is the depth of character and the ability to do things. Elected representatives don't see it that way. Friends get positions. Children of friends and family get positions. They are the ones that are rewarded. We have to stop allowing this. It's got to stop. And it stops by you taking an interest in your local elections. Who's running for school board? Who's running for city attorney? Who's running for whatever position it is? And it is you. It is up to you to take notice and take an interest before the primaries, not just voting in the general election. Because then it's too late for the vote to vote for the person who could actually change the system, who could actually do the better job, who could get the will of the people done. That's what's missing, is people's attentiveness to what's going on right now. Not what's going on election day. If you hear of any meet the candidate events, if you hear of any fundraisers going forward for groups, go to them. If there is a name on the ballot, participate. You know, a lot of these things too, suggested donations. You want to find out about a candidate and they're having a meet and greet and there's a suggested donation. Remember that suggestion. Go throw a five in the kitty and say, hey, it was a suggested donation. I want to talk to this person. I want to know what they're actually thinking. There is going to be a number of candidate nights out there. If you're independent, if you're on the fence, go to all of them. Find the best person for the job. That's all I ask, is that little bit of participation. And know that as Americans, as people, as human beings, we've got this covered. We have to get back just to the basic fundamentals that the best qualified person is the person who should get the job. Right now in this country, the best person to lead this country is not a politician. And other politicians from both parties, from the top down, are PO'd about that. Because Americans wanted somebody to represent them. And I am so glad it happened that way, because that is exactly what he's doing. Is he's representing the American people. And when you listen to others, when you listen to the Bloombergs, the Steyers, the Pocahontases, all they're representing is special interests. All they're doing is pandering. You have to look beyond that. 884-9910. Tyler, I'm waiting for your call. Get on. Let's talk about this. One more segment on MLK, and then we're going to take a different path and talk about what's going on. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Poll question while you're doing some searching around. 991fmtalk.com. It's the Monica J Show. But while you're there, answer our poll question. So what do you think about the Super Bowl matchup? Kansas and the 49ers looking. I think that's going to be a good game. Yeah, I would have liked to have seen the Packers in there, but it's going to be a good game. Sorry, I just have feelings against the 49ers again. It is the Monica J Show. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Tim McGivney from Stronghold Group. And Quality of Life Reno. That's QOL-Reno.org. And I'm loving this letter sent to the residents of Whitaker Park and the neighbors of Whitaker Park. What do you mean, residents of Whitaker Park? Well, you know, there's a little thing called the homeless issue going on right now. Thanks for calling into the show, Tim.
Yeah, Monica, let me just get out of the way that the, you know, Niners, I'm going to be happy to see them walk away with the win. But now on to this important stuff. Yeah, like it says here, we've got Whitaker Park is being taken over. And now, so there was only a few tents on the park proper a few months ago. But the residents have been reaching out for a year and a half. We've been getting reports and the residents around that area calling and emailing us saying they've been reaching out for a year and a half to try to get this resolved. And the RPD won't do anything. One lady had a homeless guy from the park in her backyard just the other day. And the law enforcement is refusing to do anything about this. And so it comes down to, what do you do when the police aren't enforcing laws? And so the residents are fed up for it, and so Quality of Life Reno is just coming alongside those residents who actually came up with this flyer, and we're here to support them and their efforts, and we're going down for another citizen's arrest activity because what they're doing is illegal. It's not helping anybody, including the vagrants that are there. And so we're going down on Sunday, January 26th at 9 a.m., this is a peaceful citizens arrest activity with no physical confrontation. It's just us going down saying this is against the law, and we'll sign the citations.
Okay, so everybody knows that this is clear, Tim. It was the neighbors who put together this flyer and started the whole process. It was not Quality of Life Reno.
Right, yes, that's right. They reached out to us saying, what can we do? And we said, well, you're not going to get anywhere by going down. You know, if you go down and speak at City Hall, they're just looking past us and saying, oh, yeah, whatever. They're ignoring us when we're calling the police and asking them to show up. So they need to organize their neighbors. And so that's the important thing that I want the listeners to understand. Well, come down and support us also, even if you're not from that neighborhood, because it may be in your neighborhood next that we're going to come and support you. When it grows out of hand, but the neighborhood
I'm looking at a part of this that said there was supposed to be a removal on January 2nd, that it was promised because these have been, and it did not happen. Did it not happen because of the mayor's secret meeting that she had telling law enforcement and other council members and members of the community and representatives that we're not doing anything for 3 weeks because we need to get this count?
Now they're trying to inflate the numbers, because they want that federal money. I don't know if that's the reason for that it didn't happen on January 2nd. I know it was scheduled. It was scheduled for January 2nd, and they just, for whatever reason, didn't do it. And we said, when's the next scheduled date for it? And they said there isn't one. So for whatever reason, they blew it off. We aren't sure on the details of it, though. But yes, that is part of it, with the secret meeting that they had, which possibly an illegal meeting, where the city council was there and the public wasn't notified. So it violates open meeting laws.
Even if it is a secret meeting, it's, you know, I don't care where they're meeting. It's the message that came out of the meeting, and that is, you will not enforce the law. You will not do anything for 3 weeks until we have this count. That is, you know, who else does that?
Yeah, if that doesn't show you that they're using the people on the streets as a political platform and not trying to help them, they're using them to get federal funding and the platform to run on to grow government. You know, it's right there. They're not interested in helping anybody off the streets. They want more on the streets so that they can get more federal funding. And it's blatant right there. What they're doing is not helping anybody. and it's not good for the community. It's not good for the environment. We've gone over this. It's not good for the neighbors there who are finding them in their backyards with the property theft and everything else. It's not good for anybody, but they want to hush it up and keep it, nope, don't disturb them, so we can use it to get more federal funding. The message is clear.
Tim, please call back on Friday. Let's talk about this again and remind everybody, because it's going to happen this Sunday on the 26th, so we'll bring you more reminders of it. But just, you know, that the opposition is also going to be out there. When the neighbors want this done, they don't care about that. They care about that QOL is involved. So, Tim, thank you so much for the call. QOL-reno.org. Find out more how you can protect yourself and your community from your elected representatives. Do you believe it?